I'm Gary, Doofy Bird, joined as always by Chris and Allison, two of my favorite people on the internet. Here we talk about things, usually of little importance. Sometimes we even know about the things we talk about. Allison always knows the things we talk about, but she doesn't tell us until the end of the show. That's the gimmick. That's why you're here. That's the hook. It's why we do what we do. Glad you could join us on the internet, binaryjazz.us. We're still on Twitter, festering hellhole that it is. Follow us there. And, you know, probably a few other places. We've done some other stuff. If you need a genre for your band, we got you covered.
Who doesn't need a genre for their band? Jazz. I mean, how can you have a band without knowing what your genre is?
Is it mandatory that you create a new subgenre if you create a band? It should be. Yeah. Well, we're kind of acousto tuba aggressive hardcore.
Aggressive hardcore.
Y'all, it is a morning.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done like most of my day and it's 10:37 where I'm located.
That's a good sign, though, because then it's all decompression from here on out once you've packed it in before 10:30.
Yeah. Things are looking up. Nice cold glass of coffee.
Intentionally cold?
I had a hot mug of coffee earlier, but when I got home, it was cold. So now I've got more coffee in there and some ice cubes, so it's intentionally cold.
Good.
It's refreshing. It really is. I know most people don't like ice black coffee. I love it. I think it's way better than, like, tea with or without sugar.
Oh, your face when you said tea was so sad. It was just like, oh.
I mean, I say tea, like, hot tea is good.
Yeah.
But, like, when I say tea, I mean, like.
Like iced tea.
Yeah, like what you get at every restaurant when you don't want soda. High fructose corn syrup.
Maybe right? That's what you get at every restaurant when you don't want soda.
I live in the South, so the options are high fructose corn syrup with flavor, sweet tea, water.
Yeah,
drink a lot of water.
I get water. Yeah.
I have to go close the pantry.
Okay. today is this marks the last episode of the year. We're gonna take a break for a couple weeks and come back in the new year.
I'll miss you all while we're gone.
Do we have any retrospective thoughts about the 41 previous episodes of Binary Jazz?
Snap, is that really the count?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my retrospective. If we're counting it in binary, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show's called Binary Jazz. Your name is Jazz Sequence, mm-hmm. But we're counting in a binary sequence.
Mm-hmm. Jazzy binary sequence.
Like
jazzy, it's just zeros and ones. I mean,
that's the tension. That's the tension of the jazz sequence.
Tension. There is no tension. Is like, the word of the day. That's right. Tension.
That's noodling portion of it.
Yeah, we have jazz and we have binary, and the binary is like static, and the jazz is fluid, and they create a tension. It's intentional.
Hence the saying, "Good enough for jazz."
Yeah.
Oh,
good enough for jazz.
Also,
binary is not good enough for jazz.
when the new year rolls around, will we start anew count wise? Right?
No.
No?
Okay. I'm gonna keep that count going. Keep it rolling. We're not starting at zero 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 one.
What if we counted in like base 19 or something?
Nope. We're not counting in hex either.
Fine.
It's not hexadecimal jazz. Not Ben 64 Jazz.
As I change my name.
That's the spinoff podcast.
That's how you know that this is the authentic show. Because it's actually binary.
It's like we have a guest star and they have their own spinoff that
Yeah. Yeah, so this will be episode 101. 10.
I did an extra thing.
This will be 10, and so we will start the new year with episode 101.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it'll be a new season on iTunes because I can make seasons. So it's just arbitrary at this point though. Season 2.
Don't pull back the curtain. It's not arbitrary, it's my choice.
Coming to you.
See, but if I were a TV show producer, I would do the same thing. I would have one season that's like, you know, 13 episodes, and then 3. You know, and then come back for season 3 with 13 episodes or something. Really just like, what's happening in season 2? There's a lot to parse.
If we could, if we wanted to, do season 10 in the new year.
It's time.
Why wouldn't we?
And then season 11, and then season 100. We wouldn't, because that gets a little bit confusing, I think.
I think we'll create more plates spinning in the air than we need to have.
Yeah.
I love plates.
So the topic this week, jump right in, is definition.
Definition.
With a Y. D-A-F-F-Y. Initian.
Obviously, this comes from Daffy Duck.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Daffy. Yeah.
Do you consider yourself like the Looney Tunes generation?
As opposed to what?
I don't know. Yes. I think we all are. I just don't know.
I mean, Stephen Colbert made a joke yesterday about
breaking news
about the argument between Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and he compared it to the argument about rabbit season or duck season between Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. And he said that he hasn't seen negotiating skills like that since this, and it was the rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, fire.
I try to avoid like any news coverage of politicians in general, but especially Donald Trump.
I thought you were going to say especially
Donald Trump news.
What's that?
How else do you get your Donald Trump news?
I read the news. I don't want to see any video coverage. I just can't even.
That's the only way that news about Donald Trump to me is digestible. After that, like after I see the sort of comic take on what he's doing, then I can read the actual article and be like not throwing punches at the wall.
I for video coverage, I really like Maddow. I think she's doing an amazing job on the Mueller investigation. Wow, this is turned to politics.
Weren't we talking about Looney Tunes?
Yeah, this came from Daffy.
It's such an easy transition. I mean, it really is. It is. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Also, hang out in a t-shirt underpants and watch the news.
For people just listening to the audio, we should acknowledge that we're not all playing maracas.
Ow!
It's just one tiny individual who has her own little maraca that she's playing, if you hear it in the background.
And now Gary has a lip injury from being smacked on the face with a drumstick.
Yeah, I don't think there's no blood, but it's one half of the claves. There's the other half.
I don't know that giving her the other half is a good idea. Since
yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think that's the
first half.
That's not the answer here.
She was a trooper this morning. I kind of blew right through, like, second breakfast and nap time. So, ordinarily she would be napping now, but I kind of blew up her schedule. So she's going to eat a maraca to make up for it. Enjoy.
That's a fair trade.
Want some butter?
Yeah, no, yeah, I was just like, that's a pretty fair trade, I think, to me.
Yep. So Daffy Nation.
Definition.
Daffy Nation right now.
It's Daffy Nation.
Oh. Well,
so it's when okay. Daffy defines, it's like mansplaining from Daffy Duck is what it is. Wow, actually.
You know what it probably is? It probably is like what this show is. Like we don't know what the definition is of something, so we bullshit it. So, yeah. So, like, BSing a definition for something is definition. Which I did in middle school. I had to do some, there was a class I was in, and we had to do, like, I don't know, 5 words a week or something, where you had to look up the word in the dictionary and then write the definition. Which seemed like an awful lot of work to me, so I started making up definitions. One of the famous ones in my family is, I don't remember what the word was, but the definition was an amazing mass of moss. it was a noun, obviously. Or no. Wait, how did I don't know. It didn't matter. An amazing mass of moss is what it was.
An amazing mass of moss.
Yep. Incidentally, it was not the definition for the word. And incidentally, the teacher was actually reading the definitions we wrote down, at least sometimes, because I got a lot through before that one got caught. Let me say that much. So I wonder if mine was just like the top page that time, and she's like, wait, what? And then everyone had their papers graded because I thought making up definitions was easier than looking them up.
Yeah. But it was easier.
Man, I would have
totally was easier.
I would have given you like negative points for the assignment, but then like extra credit to offset the negative points for creativity because that's freaking brilliant.
I definitely landed extra credit points throughout my education for career for going above and beyond on certain things. I was in handbells in college, and handbells. Oh yes, handbells. Yes,
like with the gloves and everything.
Oh yes, yes, yes. We had 2 points that we were graded for. Both were playing at chapel. So midterm was playing at chapel, and finals playing at chapel. And I missed the midterm, so I couldn't pass the class. Right? I just didn't show up, or I don't know what I was thinking. I just didn't go. So I stole the professor's car near the end of the semester and went in like...
Car or card?
No, car. I went to her husband, who was also a professor on campus, and got a key and stole her car and cleaned it inside out and returned it to the exact same parking space. Got her flowers and donuts and passed the class after showing up. So I wrote a card. I mean, I definitely earned the C minus that I got. Well, everyone else got an A, but yeah.
That turned out differently than I thought that story would.
Stealing her car?
Yeah, yeah. Ferris Bueller, once again.
It was
usually
like
that story was involved like buying donuts and like.
Yeah, it was a manual transmission and I hadn't driven one in a while, so I got in and I'm like, oh shit, this could go really badly. And I was living in a frat house at the time, so I went over to the frat house and I was cleaning it like in the front yard of the frat house, and security came over because you were not allowed to clean your car there. And I'm like, oh, it's not my car. It's totally fine.
And that makes it, this makes it totally fine.
So like if there was any like lack of clarity on why I'm a college dropout, this should be a good indicator as to why college wasn't for me.
But you started off so strong with like the handbells. It sounded so clean cut.
To be fair, I have also stolen a car.
I'm the only one here that has not stolen a vehicle. Is that what I'm hearing?
Did you return it though, Chris?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, it was a borrowing.
Borrowing without asking. I think that's I think the definition of that is stealing.
Not under this administration.
My friend.
Not under this definition.
My friend had a really old 1970s. I don't know what it was, but the thing about it was.
Let's say El Camino.
Sure, it wasn't an El Camino. It's definitely not an El Camino. It's far.
I just wanted to say El Camino, but going.
Anyway, the doors didn't lock properly, and you could literally put just about anything in the ignition and turn it, and then take it out, and the car would start. So I had to make an emergency run to I was the resident advisor at the time, so that's even better than I was stealing a friend's car while I was the RA. I was the resident advisor at the time, and a friend and one of my the students on the floor was needed to go to like an emergency therapy session, like sort of a crisis type thing. And so like, okay, I will take you. I didn't have a car at the time because my car had died and I'd sold it. And my friend, who's my former roommate, was asleep and probably going to sleep until at least 2. And she needed to be there in like 10 minutes. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. We're just gonna use his car and take it back. It'll be fine. And so yeah, we got in. I turned the key. I had a skeleton key that was literally just a slim piece of metal with no notches on it whatsoever. And I figured this will probably work. And I stuck it in, turned the ignition, pulled it out, started the car, put it back in to turn the engine off. It was great. Returned the car when I got back.
So you're both sort of like,
he didn't even realize that I said, by the way, I borrowed your car. It's there now.
But both of you are kind of like the Robin Hoods of car thievery. Like,
it's true. Stealing cars to give them a wash, and stealing cars take people to therapy. Yeah. Well, I mean, did you expect this to be like, I don't know, the Donald Trump of car thievery? Like,
no,
stealing it, selling it for a profit, and then bringing it back, like bringing something back that's something like 10 times cheaper, like a Yugo or something.
I like this versioning a lot better. It's like, there's like, and then there were donuts in my car when I got back and it was clean. And I got the counseling that I needed. And it almost makes me wish I had a car and I lived near one of you.
I haven't stolen a car in 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't stolen a car in a long time.
15 years? What year is it? 2018?
I will probably
17 years.
I will say that that was the second time I've stolen a car. The first time was when I was 15 and had a permit and was like, let's go to the music store while my parents were at a 49ers game.
The statute of limitations has long passed.
Yeah.
So.
The fun thing about that was I dropped all my friends off and I was returning back. And I pulled into the driveway just as I saw their car coming up the street.
That's a timing.
But my other,
quick.
My second instance of car theft,
So you have multiple car thievers too.
Yeah.
Definition right here.
Yeah. So I had just gotten my like restricted license. So I was like 15 and I could drive my parents in the car. And I'd probably driven 8 miles at this point, maybe, if that. And my sister rode the school bus and it was raining out in Florida in the afternoon. That's what it does. Like hard. And I'm looking at the clock like, oh, she's going to walk home in the rain. My parents won't mind if I borrow the car and go pick her up. Right. So I did. And they minded. they weren't home, but you know, they knew it was raining and she didn't have to walk in the rain. So logically,
something
drove
the car,
had an adult in the car, which was not allowed, and didn't have permission to take the car. I'm pretty sure at that point they just didn't leave car keys around the house. Like, that's what I would do, right?
That's true. Were they concerned because of like inclement weather, and they were like, this is more dangerous, or it was just like, this is against the rules? Like,
I think it was a lot of things. I think it was like, you're not allowed to drive without an adult, like you can't drive yet. I mean, they weren't wrong. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. No. So that was a fair concern. I mean, I kept it shiny side up. I think I did a fine job. I didn't hit anything. I did it in a mailbox, avoiding a cat one time. Driving my girlfriend home. It turned out it was one of my teachers, or a former teacher's mailbox, I found out after the fact. So, I mean, and I launched it. I mean, it was like, I hit it. And, it was like the corner of the van. Corner of the van was like inverted. That mailbox. I mean, it was like kicking like a football. It just. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. It was a long time ago.
It's okay. He's not a criminal anymore. It's been at least 15 years.
You gonna eat that fish? Yeah, it's been 17 years.
Yeah, it's probably been, well, let's see, college. Yeah, it was less than 20 years, I guess. I was going to say it's about 20 years, but it's probably been less than 20 years.
Maybe Daphne Nishin is coming clean about long, long ago crimes.
And then one time I shoplifted.
It's like a confession booth.
We're getting around out of time.
It reminds me of Chunk from Goonies, where he's just like, this one time I was at the theater. I'll just tell you all my mishaps.
I'm so glad we're doing this episode today. It has changed my demeanor.
Any Goonies reference can have that effect on people.
Let me watch Goonies instead of taking a nap. Huh?
It is a classic. Well, I think it's a classic.
So Daphnition, or Daphnition, is when you combine two words into one word. What's that called? It's a word. There's a word for that, but I don't know what that is.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Nah, it's a poodle. That's what it is. So Daphnition is a poodle of the word daft and definition. So similar to Daffy defining things. It's a crazy definition of something.
It is the quality of a duck's physique. Definition.
The quality of a duck's definition?
No, a duck's physique. Like if a duck is really muscular.
Oh, duck's physique, okay.
Yeah.
Especially like oh, what a noble profile. It's like.
Oh, nice.
No, definition. Like ripped. Okay, duck's got a six pack.
Great duck. Excellent definition. He's very defined.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it.
Very complimentary towards ducks.
How can you not be? We had like 30 some odd Canadian geese walk through the backyard a couple days ago.
Well, so that's where they all went.
I try to tell them, like, yeah, guys, you're really far south, you know? I don't know. They can fly, so that seemed like a slight place for them to be.
I saw someone slip from stepping in Canadian goose poop the other morning.
Ooh, nice.
And they were fine, so I felt comfortable having a bit of a chuckle from afar. But it was...
They actually slip and like hit the ground, or they just like would zip?
No, it just was like a little like moment of like whoop, like
yeah,
a little burst of adrenaline probably for them. But from afar, it was just.
And do you think they chuckled internally when they started to slide and went, oh crap, oh crap,
oh crap?
Like, because I would.
I feel like everyone, yeah, yes, I would. Especially because they didn't actually fall. It was just one of those weird little slip moments. And also, they were by themselves. So I feel like. When you have those moments by yourself, it's that weird acknowledgement where you're like, I'm sure someone perhaps witnessed this from afar because I'm technically in public. So I just have to pretend that.
I think in this day and age, aren't we always technically in public?
Well, not me. I never go outside.
I mean, I'm inside and I feel like I'm technically in public because, well, there's a camera on my computer.
I was going to say, I was like, well, you are being witnessed right now.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't just mean like this particular second. I just mean in general, like, you know. And apparently I have nothing to hide. I'm proud of my car thievery, so I don't know.
You're both laying it all all your past events out on the table. Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to confess today?
No.
Shoplifting, car thievery, pickpocketing?
Nope, haven't done pickpocketing. I'm not good enough. I'm not nearly deceptive enough.
Are either of you Avengers of any sort? Avengers.
Secretly. No. So we've been watching this show called Brain Games. It's on Netflix. And there's an illusion. They call him a deception specialist. He's not, I mean, he's sort of an illusionist, but really it's all sleight of hand, and that's the whole point. Because the show is about, like the ways your brain overcompensates and, like, misses things and stuff, and, like, things to trick your brain and stuff. And so illusion is all about that sort of stuff. And obviously that's the highlight of every show is this dude that and his crazy tricks, and he's a fairly significant part of the show. And yeah, I could never do that, most of those things. Like I even see, like, they break it down every once in a while, like what he's actually doing and how he's doing it, but he moves so quickly and his fingers are so nimble. There's no way I could do any of that stuff.
I feel like I'm always entranced by it, and then I think and what an amazing exercise for your hands for, like, carpal tunnel and, like, all the muscle memory, but then I immediately, like, try to cut a deck of cards in half with one hand, and the cards go everywhere, and I immediately am like, this is poor decision making. Ta-da! I'm a magician. All the cards are on the floor now. Who gets to clean them up?
The easiest trick, before we get to the definition of Daffynition, the easiest trick that was shown was you get a crumpled up piece of, so you ask somebody for if they have any cash, and they give you cash, whatever it is, and you roll up into a ball, and you put the ball of cash on the table, and then you say, okay, hold your hand right here above the cash, and then you put your hand above their hand, right? So they're right here and you're right here and the cash is on the table, and they say, okay, now when I say go, I want you to grab that ball of cash and then it's yours. And so the trick is you say go, and then you go around and grab it. And because you're the one saying go, and it takes a minute for you to recognize that things have, like, that it's time to move. By the time your brain actually has that response, oh, I should do something, you're already down here and about to pick up the cash. And so it works every time. And he brought out a little girl and had her, like, get, like, 20 bucks, 100 bucks from other people.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's a trick you can, it's a parlor trick. You can invite your friends over and say, hey, you have any cash? Let's do this magic trick.
Just give it to me.
and then make bank.
Again, just with the robbing of people. Fascinating.
I know. Come over to my house and give me your money.
Yep. Please. Yep. Wow. So, definition. The definition of definition is what?
It is, first of all, the word you were looking for was portmanteau.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it's obviously you would know that because it's sort of a Frenchy word.
Yeah, it's a Frenchy word. It's also just a fun word.
It is a fun word.
Not that poodle is not fun.
Poodle. I was close, though.
You were close.
I was very
totally
close. It starts with a P.
And in French. And French.
Poodle. Portmanteau.
Yeah.
It's a blend of Daffy and definition, and because I love a good pun, it's basically the reinterpretation of an existing word. So, like, on the basis that it sounds like a different group of words.
So you're like, actually right. Got the definition.
Yeah.
It is this show.
It is this show. And that makes a fitting conclusion to the season.
So, like, I'm trying to think. There's a
bunch. Tune in next year.
Tune in next year. I know. We continue to succeed. So it's like,
where others have failed before us and fallen by the wayside.
Well, it's like all the jokes and puns of yesteryear. Like, okay, so, like, the definition, what a bullfighter tries to do, it's avoidable. Avoidable. Like
avoidable,
yeah, things like that. I thought they were very funny. Or how geese fly, information. And then there's like phrases, words, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. And that brings us to our next segment.
So good. So good. What's our next segment?
Our next segment is antidepressant or Tolkien character.
Whoa. All right, let's do it.
And excuse me on pronunciation, because I feel like that just makes the game more fun, to be honest.
Oh, totally. Yep.
So the first one is Azafen.
Oh, fuck.
Antidepressant.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with antidepressant.
Correct. Antidepressant.
Oh, wait, I should have a doc open so I can keep our score.
Immediately keeping score. Amazing. It could just be a fun, lighthearted game of antidepressants.
No, could never be.
What if we all win, Chris?
We're all winners here.
We obviously all win, always, but we should still keep score.
See who wins more than all the rest of us.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Competitive shit.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Okay. So why did you lean towards antidepressant? Just a vibe?
The fan.
The fan.
The fan, because if it was a Tolkien character, it would be Finn or F-Y-N or something. Yeah.
I'm curious to see how we proceed down this list.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to be wrong at some point, but that was the punch I got. Yeah.
The next one is Burgle.
Tolkien character.
Yeah. Tolkien character.
Correct.
Woo!
Woo! Celebrian.
Celebrian. Tolkien.
Yeah? Is that Tolkien for both of you?
No, I said antidepressant, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, waiting. I'm like, waiting? It's a Tolkien character.
You are!
Oh, crushing.
Serdan.
Serdan? Mm-hmm. That's an antidepressant.
Antidepressant.
Tolkien character.
Damn it.
Also, who knows if I'm pronouncing any of these names correct. Cladial.
Cladial. That's a Tolkien character.
Yeah.
Chris
is confident. I believe him. Thanks, buddy.
So what you're saying is if I sound like I'm not sure, then you're going to pick the other thing.
No, that's not the case at all. I usually seem so confident on that one. I'm like, well, you can't be wrong. He knows who that character is.
I thought I did.
El Ronin.
I'll say Tolkien.
Antidepressant.
Oh, Gary's tying it up. Getting close.
Arrestor.
Antidepressant.
Wait, what was it?
Arrestor. E-R-E-S-T-O-R.
Tolkien.
Tolkien character.
Damn it.
Boom!
This is also the potential segment where one of you would come out as like a huge Lord of the Rings fan and totally... and just nail this segment with all these weird secondary.
I mean, the thing is that even if you were a huge, I mean, unless you're like totally like back to front and literate in not only all of the books, but like all of the extra like lore and stuff about Tolkien himself and like the novellas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you were that person, you would still get half of these wrong because there are so many characters in that series.
Well, and I'm not bringing, like, I'm like, not like Legolas. Like, I'm not like.
Obviously.
I'm like, antidepressant. No. Anyway. excuse me. Escalith.
Escalith. Okay, so I'm at the point where I'm doubting myself and I'm thinking, okay, that's obviously a Tolkien character, so I'm going to say antidepressant.
Gary's gone from screen, so I have no idea.
Antidepressant.
Antidepressant. Antidepressant, correct. Finerfin.
That's an antidepressant.
Yes, it is antidepressant.
Tolkien character.
No. Wow. There's no I in Teemosil.
Haldir.
Tolkien.
Say it again.
Haldir. H-A-L-D-I-R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tolkien. Nardle. N-A-R-D-I-L.
So I'm hoping it's a Tolkien character.
N-A-R-D-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
Antidepressant.
Antidepressant.
Oh, no.
Narmacil.
Uh-oh.
Narmacil. Antidepressant.
Tolkien character. Narvi. N-A-R-V-I.
V-I or B-I?
V as in Victor.
Not that matters.
I was like...
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.